This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We've got breaking news now from overseas and back here at home. Reaction now from President Trump about North Korea's latest ICBM test. Tweeting this, just spoke to President Xi Jinping of China concerning the provocative actions of North Korea. Additional major sanctions will be imposed on North Korea today. This situation will be handled, end quote. All this coming after North Korea tested another missile. And a new type of missile they say can reach anywhere in the United States. Greg Palcott, live on that story in London. He's been in North Korea numerous times. And what can we report about this launch, Greg?
Bill, we can report that North Korea taking another dangerous step forward, launching its longest range ever intercontinental ballistic missile. It is something like that we saw at a military parade we attended in Pyongyang in the spring. It's actually a modified version of two ICBMs that North Korea launched in July, and like those, sent at a high altitude trajectory, but this went farther, 2,800 miles up and then 600 miles down range into the Sea of Japan. The dangerous part, Bill, is that if that trajectory is flattened out, according to our own sources, the range is well over 7,000 miles, meaning it could hit all of mainland United States, Washington, New York, Miami, you name it. Now, via state TV, the regime of Kim Jong-un is having a mission accomplished moment, saying that they've already completed a state nuclear force with rocket power to fend off United States. Our own sources, however, do say they have a ways to go.
Not much of a surprise here, frankly. In some cases, it was we discussed with Dr. Herb London earlier. North Korea has been on a fast track. Now it seems the international community is adjusting their trajectory to see that North Korea is down the road further than expected. And so now the ramping up and the seriousness of a nuclear North Korea is really coming into play. And this is on the heels of President Trump meeting with China's Xi on this whole issue. So now it's, diplomacy has got to be a little bit more direct, I would think, at this point, because if we cannot live with a nuclear North Korea, if that truly is the sentiment, then this has to be squashed quicker than the way it's been done. This has been typical of the Beltway exercise of just kicking things down the road. We'll deal with it down the road, or we'll let my predecessor, or we'll let the next administration deal with it. And this is what's been going on for decades, and now it's much more complicated, and we find ourselves on the verge of something, you know, very dangerous and extremely serious, to say the least. And, of course, the news of the hour is that it's being announced that Secretary Tillerson is expected to leave the State Department. This is according to a White House official. As to who could possibly replace Secretary Tillerson, it is said that Donald Trump is looking at CIA Director Pompeo as a possible consideration. So there will be more on that as that becomes available. We'll keep you up to date. Meanwhile, the Senate is beginning debate on the tax bill. I think it was really encouraging to see all 52 Republican senators approving to move the debate further. And, of course, we'll keep you up to date on that as well. You imagine what will happen. I mean, we've got a 3.3 GDP being reported, and this is on the heels. And we thought that it would be less than because of the effects of the hurricanes that hit Florida and Texas. But 3.3, boy, this is looking up. You imagine what a tax reform would do to our GDP. Well, I think we could realize a 4 or 5% possible GDP in 2018 if that is to happen. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Lou Euler joins us right now. We're talking tax cuts and reform. Of course, the big issue of the day as the Senate is drawing closer. They're saying, Lou, maybe tonight we may have an answer on whether or not the Senate passes this tax reform bill.
You bet. No, we're really moving very aggressively and very positively in Washington, finally.
Exactly. Well, Lou Euler, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard him on the air before, and he's going to be a regular here, keeping us up to date and staying on top of these tax cuts and reform. As the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, there's other interests as well. And we will talk more about that, including the Article 5 Constitutional Convention effort. But right now, the focus is tax reform. And, true to their lineage and their DNA, Democrats are doing everything they can to block the efforts here. They just seem not to want any kind of victory for Donald Trump, but they're forgetting that a victory for Donald Trump in this case is a victory for Main Street America.
That's well stated. It's exactly right. He was in Missouri yesterday speaking to a broad range of average Americans who will benefit from this. What the Schumers and the Pelosi's and the Sanders of the world are trying to convey is that Republicans are just toadies of Wall Street and helping their rich friends and all that nonsense. And the main thrust, really, of this change is with corporate and business tax changes that so positively influence the outcome for the average person and family in terms of wage increases, in terms of tax reductions. What the left fails to say is what all the recent studies confirm, and that is out of every corporate tax dollar collected and paid over to government, 70 to 90 cents out of every one of those dollars is borne by workers in reduced jobs and reduced wages. So if we get the corporate tax, which is now the highest in the world, the industrialized world for the United States, reduced from a total of federal and state of about 40% to 20%, and we bring money home because we changed the double taxation of territoriality, we immediately expense capital investment, bringing down the cost of investment and the creation of jobs. If we do all of these things, it will create an explosion in wage increases, job increases, and jobs coming home.
Exactly. Lou, I want to get more into that, but can we deal with something fundamental here? And that is the disdain that Democrats have for people of wealth making money. I find it quite ironic that they will have such disdain and condemnation for wealthy, but yet when it comes to fundraising, it is the wealthy they seek out.
That's, of course, right. And the recent revelations about the foundation there in Washington that Bill and Hillary have founded underscore the abuses that can come from the kind of power that they've wielded. So this is time for reviewing the bidding for America's future.
Well, the thing is, this is about liberty. And in liberty, you're always going to have people who work harder, earn more. That's just what happens. I mean, look at baseball players. Why are the top players paid more money? You know, this is the way freedom and the free market works. And then, you know, you get this socialistic mindset for some people to say, well, it's not fair. Well, you know, what are you doing to combat what you believe to be not fair? You can't sit there on your couch with your hand out and not putting any effort into the program and saying it's not fair and you want to give up. Are you in the game? Are you producing? Because the last time I checked and everything I've learned in my life, Lou, if you work hard, the dividends are going to be there for you. It has been very rare that I've seen hard work not pay off.
Absolutely. This is the fundamental truth that we have to reestablish in our schools and in our churches and in our daily life, and that is that hard work pays off, and it is a just reward for those who really put forth the kind of effort that can make America great.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, what happens with the people who are at the top? I mean, it's interesting because the women talk about breaking the ceiling. Well, these multimillionaires, billionaires are breaking the ceiling for those of us that would like to be there, that are working hard to achieve our goals and our dreams. And we're saying, whoa, you know, this is what the market can bear. Again, in much the same way as in professional sports, when they see somebody making, you know, $20 million, getting a contract for $20 million. And they're saying, you know, even like Shaquille O'Neal in a recent objectified presentation, a segment with Harvey Levin, he thought the ceiling for him was making $8 million. And then he found out differently as time went on that the ceiling expanded and he was able to break through that ceiling. But it was only because those before him had raised the ceiling for him to break through and even achieve greater success.
You bet.
So why is that wrong?
Well, it is absolutely the right thing to do to reward effective effort, and that's what our tax system has not been doing. It has been crippling those who are willing to risk their capital and investment, and it has been driving jobs offshore because we double tax, etc., and so that is unfair. We're doubling the family exemption now to give more people an opportunity to file postcard-sized returns, make life simple, keep their record-keeping down. These are all the pluses where government gets out of your way and out of competition and allows individuals to succeed and produce.
Wouldn't we go a long way if we could minimize the energy that corporate attorneys who are protecting corporate assets, if we put them out of business with a simplified tax return, even at their level, to where they don't have to spend a lot of time and money obfuscating and negotiating with the, you know, with the government over taxes. If it's flat, it's fair, and easily discerned to where, you know, we don't need, look at the tax code now, Lou. It is so humongous. I mean, my goodness, the pages, you know, just keep going on and on. I mean, they dwarf even a guy the size of Shaquille O'Neal.
So you're absolutely right. The deadweight loss to our economy and to our people from excessive paperwork surrounding taxes and the deadweight loss of buying insurance around the killer estate tax hated by most people are all anchors around the neck of America in terms of expanding and exploding our economy, and we must put that behind us and move forward to this new era.
Going to break. Be right back.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, had a very shiny nose.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, you live.
You know, Lou, you can't get much traditional than the cowboy, you know? A little reindeer music here from Gene Autry. Boy, how many memories over the years does that flash back, not only for ourselves personally as growing up, but, you know, watching our kids and our grandkids grow up, right?
We're entering the season, and the best gift of all will be the Congress performing for the people of America.
Well, exactly. And, you know, this is what it's all about for you as the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. It's about preserving this great American experiment that demands accountability and responsibility and a transparent ruling class here. This has been the problem. We've allowed for a ruling class, no longer a citizen legislator, and somebody that our original founders had designed for us to have. Instead, we have this ruling class, and with it comes all this perversion of the original intent.
Absolutely, I would invite people, your listeners, to come to our website, limittaxes.org, very simple, and join our Tax Reform Truth Squad, which is what we're trying to generate among young people, especially across the nation, so they can become active participants in the process of improving America's future, because it's their future.
Exactly. Lou, I go back to the basics, and that is that we need to apprehend what it is that, what size of government? What is our expectation of government? What's gotten out of hand here, where the tail is shaking the dog, is that we have legislators that are more concerned about being reelected than serving the primary interests of the people.
You're absolutely right, and Ronald Reagan and before him, Kennedy, understood that the resources remaining in the hands of the people is what makes America great. And that's all we're trying to do, is restore that. And you mentioned the size of government. Intuitively, Ronald Reagan understood that limited government was good government. But at that time, he didn't have the factual studies that we now have. We now know worldwide that whenever a nation exceeds 18 to 20% of GDP, of its gross domestic product in taxes and spending, it has gone over the growth-maximizing potential for that society. America is now over 40%, double what it should be. So the objective of this process of tax reform and spending reform following it and the balanced budget amendment effort is all aimed at reducing that share so that people exceed, not government.
Exactly. Well, you would think, but it's only because I'm an optimist and would hope that we would do right by each other and certainly the people that we serve, that the government would take this empirical evidence and realize that they've got trouble here in River City, in much the same way as Obamacare. You know, Democrats were screaming about Obamacare, but they knew for 7 years that this was a fait accompli, that it needed massive reform, and they chose to do nothing. And so now here it is, kicked down the road, and we find ourselves in this spot, and they want to blame Republicans.
Yes, and right now, of course, some of them are saying, well, we don't care about the deficit. We're doubling the deficit or adding to it, et cetera. And here are people who, over the last 8 years, doubled the national debt and are now going to tell us about how to run a government efficiently. That is the biggest bunch of nonsense. And what we've got to do now is get our arms around the size of government and the spending of government and a constitutional rule for fiscal discipline for the future. Those are the opportunities that exist before us, and tax reform is the first major step.
Well, Lou, you've always had a vision of a balanced budget. And as you mentioned, because of the size of government, in one case, President Trump brought out that there were, I think, at least 17 agencies that nobody was accountable to. Kennedy School. Wait a minute. How can you run? How can you run an operation this way when you don't have proper leadership and no accountability? You've got budget and you're spending like drunken sailors, but there's no cause effect relationship other than you've got your own little fiefdom here. I mean, 17 fiefdoms running around, and even the former senator Tom Coburn had pointed out before he left in one of his waste books that there was over $400 billion in duplicative waste. Well, were they willing to do anything about that? No, let's just keep on business as usual. You know, what's another billion here, billion there, as you know, Everett Dirksen said, before too long you're talking a lot of money here, right?
You bet. And fortunately, in the Congress now, leadership with Paul Ryan as Speaker and Kevin Brady with the Ways and Means and Orrin Hatch in the Senate, mm-hmm. we've got some leaders who have experience and know exactly where America has to go in order to survive and be effective. So it's finally, we're getting the results that they have intended. And if we get this tax reform passed here appropriately, that'll be the major first step for a new American day.
Lou, would passing this tax reform, because this is what I'm hopeful for, that it encourages them, emboldens them, and gives them the political capital necessary to really go head-to-head with some of these systemic issues. If that happens, then the things that that your organization, you know, in National Tax Limitation Committee, has been fighting for starts to happen. Some of those walls start to come down, and we're really doing something positively and responsibly, you know, on behalf of the people and the budget, the way it's been mishandled over the years. Is that possible?
Oh, it absolutely is. And the budget that the budget committee of both the House and the Senate have recently approved will improve things dramatically. But the next step beyond tax reform is going to be a devolution of safety net federal programs out of Washington to the states and local units of government, with restoration of a work requirement and a finite block grant, a reduced amount of money flowing, and demanding that state and local governments take care of many of these problems themselves that should never have been directed to Washington. That's our next major step while we're preparing the states for the call for a convention to create a balanced budget amendment to run America for the future.
So, Lou, what's in the future of states like California and Illinois and New York that have been so entitlement-focused? I mean, there's a lot of pain that they're going to have to deal with in order to reconcile responsible budgets and that utilize the people's money to promote productivity and growth as opposed to entitlement and, enablement.
You're absolutely right. And this reform before the Congress eliminates the deductibility of state income taxes. So the high tax states of California, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, the ones you've pointed out, are going to have to internalize the review of their spending and begin to reduce it, lest they lose great numbers of their citizens who migrate to Florida and Texas and other non-income tax states. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be the kind of fiscal discipline that we've needed for some time.
Well, it's going to be a shock. It's already on the horizon, and they can see it coming, and they're doing everything they can to fight. That's part of the resistance that we're dealing with here in simplifying a tax reporting system and to realize the necessary tax cuts and reform that, as Donald Trump has been beating the drum over, that will promote growth. And, boy, growth is what we need, and we're getting it even in spite of the resistance with the latest report of our GDP. Lou Euler has been with us, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou, as always, honored to have you and a pleasure to have you on with us. Take care.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow, perhaps where you live. Rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Live.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez. Live.
Hey, it's just the way you like it. All for you. Why not? Pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Thank you for joining the team here. It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We want to talk about the retail operations and how well they're doing. We're hearing a lot of great news after Black Friday and Cyber Monday, kicking off the holiday shopping season. And here with insights into the retail trends so far this year is Michelle Dupree, Group Vice President of Retail Hospitality and Distribution with Verizon Enterprise Solution. Michelle, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. I did say your last name correctly, right?
It's actually Dupree, but Bill, it's
Dupree
here.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to make sure I get it right, so forgive me. Dupree, Michelle Dupree is with us. So, hey, let's talk about these retail trends. Very optimistic.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to put it in context for the listeners here, Verizon, we have for the last 4 years, we've published and monitor, it's called the Holiday Retail Index by Verizon, and we measure consumer broadband traffic to the top 25 U.S.-based online retailers, and we compare those daily volumes with the same day from last season. So, for example, we're looking at changing patterns from Black Friday in 2016 to Black Friday in 2017, and based on what we've been seeing and also what retailers have been reporting, it, you know, it's absolutely, it could be a record-setting year for digital commerce.
Wow, that's awesome. So, and in between, we even had Small Business Saturday, which looked pretty bright for small businesses, and almost half of America is saying, look, we're for small business, and we have no problem shopping small business operations this season. So that's all encouraging. So, Michelle, what did the stats tell us in regard to Black Friday or Cyber Monday, which was the busiest?
Yeah, so Black Friday is still the busiest day, and our data showed that it outpaced Cyber Monday this year. And when you think about Black Friday is heavily promoted by the retailers. It's a combination. It's both, you know, preference engagement with consumers, both in-store and online, whereas Cyber Monday is really all about the digital engagement in that particular day and reaching consumers via their smartphones, their tablets, their social media, in an email to really capture that, you know, that engagement. And what we've also seen with Cyber Monday is though it outpaced, you know, Black Friday was, you know, was clearly the winner. Mm-hmm. But Cyber Monday historically has kind of lost its luster. And this year it absolutely, it came back strong. And we also saw a number of retailers where, you know, their Cyber Monday promotions were actually Cyber Week promotions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, again, they're out there encouraging their consumers to, and their customers to engage with them, not just on Monday, but throughout the entire week. And they've done a fantastic job in terms of, you know, their promotional activity.
And, of course, the positive consumer index probably at its highest that it's been in, two, three decades right now? I mean, that's got to be contributing to the way people are spending their money this holiday.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a contributing factor.
Mm-hmm.
Consumer confidence, yep.
Okay, well, let's break it down, some of the trends that you found in this year's Holiday Index.
Yeah, so I think, you know, it's been a huge year so far for online shopping, and I think we've seen that for the last couple years. But we've also seen where there's been some shift, as, you know, some of the news have reported less foot traffic in the malls versus, you know, what they've historically have seen. So I think, you know, the digital engagement has really taken off, and I think we're going to continue to see, you know, fantastic growth in that channel, not just this season, but also going into 2018. And, you know, like I said earlier, you know, Cyber Monday was losing some of its significance. And I think that this year it made a huge comeback and you know, fueled by overall increase in online shopping. But also I think, you know, the ability for retailers to have, you know, very refined campaigns and very, you know, specific engagement with their customers.
Well, Michelle, you said something, and again, you repeated it in terms of engagement and connectivity with a customer. That's still king. The retail operations, the brick and mortar, have that to their advantage. It's just built in because they have one-on-one contact. A little bit different when it's over the internet, but it would seem that you know, the cyber connection is starting to engage and connect with the consumer on a more personal level, and maybe that's contributing to the success and the increase this year. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely is contributing to, you know, consumer engagement. And I think retailers, you know, historically, they're inundated with, you know, just tons of data. And I think what they've been able to do, and the successful ones have been able to do, is really, you know, understand you as a consumer. Look at some of, you know, if you're online, what are some of the opportunity or what are some of the products that you're looking at, and entice you to come back if you didn't finish that transaction. Mm-hmm. So I think that they've been able to really refine their digital strategy and personalize it. But it doesn't mean that brick and mortar is, you know, it's certainly part of their strategy and will continue to be part of their strategy, because then again, it goes back to consumer preference. Mm-hmm. And certainly when you look at total volume and total dollars, you know, brick and mortar still drives a significant and majority of, for most retailers, you know, their revenues.
Right. Well, you know, the interesting thing, especially during the sales process, as you mentioned, you know, when you're online, you purchase something and they're quick. I mean, it's just an automatic trigger to say, hey, people who purchased this also purchased that. I mean, there's a natural built-in reminder and inducement to enlarge the purchase, whereas in brick and mortar stores, you know, we've got a lot of seasonal employees that come in. They're not necessarily trained to upsell and to offer these other alternatives, but yet digitally it's done almost automatically. So there's some things there that brick and mortar can learn, you know, from the cyber experience, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think those retailers that have done exactly what you just said, I think it does exist if when they focus on, you know, seasonal employees and making sure that, you know, their technology, you know, they're savvy, that they have just as much visibility, you know, to, you know, inventory and, you know, to options that you may have in that store and maybe online, and really bridging the gap between what I'd say between brick and mortar and online, that in-store employee can absolutely provide an unbelievable customer experience. Mm-hmm. And they can do that by exactly what you just said. It's just is making it seamless, which is what you described that happens in a digital environment.
So moving forward, what do you see on the horizon of brick and mortar versus digital shopping?
Yeah, I mean, I think digital growth will continue without a doubt because it provides this level of convenience and what I would also say is predictability for consumers, you know, that allows, you know, them and you in particular to shop from anywhere. And like you said, it's like when you click it, you know, it's like you're guaranteed that it's theirs. It's either going to show up on your doorstep or you're going to have the opportunity, you know, to pick it up in a store if you choose to take that route. And we really think about smartphones and in that digital environment, they've become mini malls.
You know, they really have. Yeah.
So you can, you know, you can really, you know, you can go anywhere and do anything. But I think it's really important to, you know, it all again goes back to consumer preference, and there's still a desire and a need for retailers to have that, you know, that personalized experience with consumers when they walk in their store, and that will continue to exist for years. But you know, don't lose sight of the digital growth is absolutely, you know, it's again, I think it's surpassing everyone's expectations this season, and I think we'll continue to see that going forward.
Okay, two quick questions in about 20 seconds. Sum it up for us. Is this going to be a happy holiday season for retailers, and where can they go for more information?
Yeah, so I definitely do think it's going to be a happy holiday for retailers. They've come off a great holiday weekend, and they're going to forge ahead through Christmas. And you can find more information about the retail index by Verizon at our website, which is verizonenterprise.com.
Michelle Dupre, Group Vice President of Retail, Hospitality, and Distribution at Verizon Enterprise Solutions. Michelle, thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez, 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
If you are age 85 or younger,
Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
The little lamb to the shepherd bold. Do you hear what I hear?
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Do you hear?
As we continue to pursue the truth in an independent sort of way, and only the way that you can find it right here on Bill Martinez live. Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, the latest way to fight the bad guys, have you heard about this? You hit them where it hurts, via video gaming. Think about it. Today, the techniques have evolved from old school gumshoe to new school technology. And here to tell us more about it is Tom Krill. He's an expert in tracing black money for over 35 years, including his days at the United Nations as the sanction expert for tracking down the assets of Charles Taylor and his circle of warlords and the looting of Liberia that led to conviction of war crimes as lead forensic accountant for Task Force 2010 in Afghanistan, which resulted in a seizure of $70 million of black money and was written up in The New Yorker. Leading the victims of the Christian genocide in Syria and Iraq and seeking financial damages from aiders and abettors, and the list goes on and on. Tom Krill, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Hey, good to have you here to tell us about the new ways to fight the bad guys, video gaming. Who would have thought?
I know. I'm so excited about it. And I'm an old school gumshoe type guy. Now I'm trying to transition to the newer fashion in our world. And this is such a new world for me, but it works. creating this game. Hundreds of millions of people play it, and the end result is we're going to have money come back to rebuild these community and lives for the Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Just a fascinating link between the games and the rebuilding.
So how does this happen?
Well, the game itself is super fun to play. It took about a couple years. It's called Evil Black Money Games, and their website is blackmoneygames.com. Download it, Google, Apple, and start playing. It's like Candy Crush, so it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one criteria. We have to have a game that, you know, hundreds of millions of people will find it fun to play.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the game does two serious things. One, it disseminates a message that black money's bad, and aiders and abettors, the guys that drive the getaway cars and a bank robbery, the banks that move the black money, they're bad. So that's the messaging.
Mm-hmm.
Second piece, in which the bad guys don't like, and when they hear that I may put them into the game, they come to me and settle. So that gives us money for the Christians.
Mm.
The second piece is, because of the gaming industry, it's also a funding vehicle for my team. And then we continue on. Nobody can stop us. We never run out of money. And we continue to go after, you know, the aiders and abettors, the bad guys that have funded the Christian genocide. So it's perfect. All-round business model.
We're hearing a lot about Bitcoin these days, Tom. Are you taking payment in Bitcoin or real cash here?
I've caught it. Well, it's real cash because it's Apple. Whatever Apple accepts and whatever Google accepts, we accept.
Okay.
But I have thought about Bitcoin, and I understand it's a mathematical equation.
Mm-hmm.
So we may get there. It may be the next funding source.
Well, it set a record this week, and it's very volatile because no sooner does it go up, it went down real quick too. But no doubt, cyber currency seems to be the currency of the future and around the corner. I mean, I remember talking about Bitcoin a number of years ago, and you think, okay, well, what is this stuff? It seems rather hallowed to me. But the fact of the matter is more people are using it. They've been using it extensively in ransomware because of its anonymity.
And here's my thought on this is that, and it really hit home to me as I was building this case against one guy that was funding Nusra Front in Syria and displacing all the Christians.
Mm-hmm.
He was using Twitter and Facebook to raise money. So he's using our social media inventions. He raises the money, goes into a bank over in the Middle East, and then obviously converted the cash and he funds his trigger pullers.
Mm-hmm.
So he's using our inventions. People are going to be using Bitcoin for the same purpose.
Exactly.
They already are.
Right, exactly.
You're exactly right. We have to jumpstart this and get on the right side and start using Bitcoin for the good guys.
Yeah.
Just like I'm using the game for the good guys.
It's a little bit like a cyber Robin Hood kind of thing. In a different sort of way, kind of. I mean, you know, but in this case, we're taking the money not from the rich people necessarily, but from the bad rich people that have, you know, wrongfully gotten gain, and now we're finding a way to even out the playing field and say, oh, no, we got to bring it back home here. Because something very powerful about, you know, about the light of day.
Oh, that's exactly it. The guys that have been unjustly enriched,
mm-hmm.
the aiders and abettors, they've gotten rich billions of dollars. I was in Afghanistan 2 years. They stole billions of our dollars, the bad guys, the warlords.
Yes.
And they used it to fund the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Haqqanis, and then they killed our soldiers. I always found that it just turned my stomach every morning, the fact that we fund the government of Afghanistan, people steal it, give it to the bad guys, they kill our soldiers.
Exactly.
So that has to stop.
Now, tell us about the partnership with Michael Francisi. He's been on with us several times. I was curious to see the connection with you and Michael.
Michael, I was introduced to over a dinner. He came into Chicago, and I find him as a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's truly a smart financial guy.
Mm-hmm.
I know his past,
yes.
And you know it's somewhat flattering that he has that financial wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
But we have linked up to jointly promote the game and use the funds to rebuild the Christian communities, churches, lives. So we are doing that together.
Tom, again, walk us through how a typical scenario would work through the process of this video game.
Well, the video game is just a game. Mm-hmm. The game that people download and they play, like Candy Crush.
Mm-hmm.
63 million people play Candy Crush every single day.
Amazing.
So, I mean, whatever our numbers are, they are, but mm-hmm. hopefully we get to that level or even higher. So that's the game piece. The proceeds from the game and the messaging from the game, the messaging is huge leverage in influencing people to settle with us. The people we're targeting are the guys that are funding the Christian genocide.
Mm-hmm.
So we obviously would like to bankrupt them. We want them to change their behavior. So that's the influencing piece. The proceeds from the game go to continuing our team of 11, which is primarily in the Middle East, in the some of the Balkan states as a safe house. We go after the aiders and abettors that fund the guys that are doing the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to bankrupt those guys, and we get back the money, and the money's going to rebuild the communities for the Christians.
So they're connecting through this video game. They themselves are participating, or is somebody calling them out as a result of the video game, which is exposing the reality of what these bad guys are doing,
yeah,
or both?
There's one name. There's six different games out there. One of them is called Eva Haja,
mm-hmm.
H-A-J-J-A-J. He's number 16 on the targeting center's finance list. So he's a recognized financer of the Christian genocide. I named the game after him.
Mm-hmm.
He hates me. We've exchanged tweets against each other. I filed a lawsuit against him.
Oh, wow.
And I served him by a tweet.
Mm-hmm.
I sent the copy of the complaint with my tweet, and he accepted it. we're doing battle. And he's using Mideast banks. So those are the co-conspirators and aiders and abettors. So that's the example. We want Haja to repay the damage that he caused.
So you called him out. You process him via a tweet. So what kind of standing does that have? Or is it just more that you've exposed him?
No, you're right. I exposed him. He's on all the sanctions list. He's on all the blacklists of the UN and the U.S., so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Second piece is the judge accepted it, so he has been served.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it blew my mind when the judge accepted it and said, sure, okay, he's using Twitter. Go ahead, use Twitter. See what happens.
Wow.
He's now a defendant.
So what's the next step?
Well, I'm working with the government that he's involved with, and hopefully we'll reach a global settlement. There's a lot of motivations for people to work with me.
Mm-hmm. So
I should say that's the quickest way, because mm-hmm. then we get the money back for the Christians fast versus a 5-year legal battle.
Right. So basically, and what's in it for them to pay off? You know, they pay you, and what do they get out of it other than, you know, they've paid the money back to you? So why should they settle with you?
Publicity.
Mm-hmm.
With the guy that we have in our White House, and
mm-hmm.
they're scared to death of bad publicity, and he really does call you out if you're funding bad guys.
So here it is, the international community is well aware now. You're fully exposed, you're restricted, and now this allows them to go back and maybe conduct business, hopefully in a more constructive manner, and leave the Christians alone.
Yeah, or even the Vice President Pence, I'm sure you saw
yes.
that a couple of weeks ago. He said
right.
the UN has 14 agencies that are supposed to be funding. That's not good enough.
Exactly.
They're not doing the job. We're going to do it directly.
Well, Tom Krill, this is interesting stuff, and I really appreciate you coming on. How can people be connected with you and find out how they can support the good cause here?
Well, I'll give you my Twitter handle. It's BlackMoney2020. That's one. The website is BlackMoneyGames.com, and you can download the game. You can contact me through the website or send me a tweet.
I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.